Welcome back. I'm Scott Catoon. This is the Startup Showcase on WGN AM 720, TechNori Live, where we are going to talk to one of my good friends, Aristotle Loomis, who is the founder of Wear Ellison, Ellison Glasses, Eyewear Glasses. I think he's going live on Facebook right now as
Live.
He's talking to everybody. Ellison, buddy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for so much having me.
No, of course, we got you close to the mic. We're good. I'm wearing a pair of your shades right now. It's the new, we got the aviator cover pole here. What do you got? The clip-ons?
Clip-ons,
which are on your Blue Tech glasses. I'm a huge fan of your glasses. I've got, like 4 or 5 pairs now. The girlfriend's got 2 or 3 of them. We're going to get loaded up after the show with some more. One, you are a TechNori alum, which is awesome. Two, you were the very first guest I had on the podcast when I took over TechNori a year ago. So we've got you back here. You think you called into this show, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I think we had you call in here when you were running your crowdfunding campaign, which was very successful for you. And now we've got you back in studio to talk a little bit about the new shades for the summer. It's the 4th of July. People spend a lot of time doing two things. One, out in the sun and not protecting their eyes. And two, losing glasses in the water,
exactly.
Which are two things that Ellison takes good care of.
Yeah, so I appreciate you having me back, man. It seemed like a perfect opportunity to share about all the advancements we've had, but also discuss how you can, very much to your point, protect yourself from having too much fun. Lake Michigan is actually one of our best customers, so I love it, and I love it on weekends like these.
So talk a little bit about that. I mean, the Club Ellison, which I've been a fan of, and you gave away a ton of free memberships to Club Ellison when you were on stage at TechNori. What is Club Ellison, and why does it make Ellison so much different from all the other eyeglass and sunglass companies?
Absolutely. Well, at least from my experience and what we've learned, and as it grows, we're learning that it's actually a pain point that many people suffer from. And not like, you know, when we talk about suffer, it's one of those annoying pain points.
Yeah.
And when you're buying eyewear, the three largest pain points unaddressed in the eyewear industry is not technology. It's not, you know, what the lens is made out of. It's the fact that people simply just lose them. They break them, or someone, depending on how nice the product is, they steal them.
Yeah.
And so the way that Club Ellison is set up is it's supposed to protect you from those three pain points. And the way we do that is you buy one of our products at full price. They range from $110 all the way to $200. You're then eligible to become a Club Ellison member. And it's $10 for an annual membership. And what that entails is that if anything happens to your shades, you simply log in and with your account, and you sign in. And what it does, it gives you an option to tell your story, right? So then you press that and it says, did you lose them? Did you break them? Did someone steal them? You tell us the cool story of how it happened. And then all the pricing is then changed to Club Ellison pricing, which is 50% off full retail. So that $150 pair is now $75. The $110 pair is now $60 or the $55.
Yep.
And what we recognize is that the buyer's dilemma is such that you go buy a pair of Ray-Ban, you buy a pair of Oakleys or Gucci's, you know, $150 all the way up to $500 plus. And if you lose those glasses on a boat or surfing or, you know, on a mission trip, whatever it is, the buyer's dilemma is that your only options are either go re-up another $500 or to settle for something that might not be as quality, right? You go to the gas station, you go to Nordstrom Rack, you go and, go to the street market and you buy something $50, $40, you know, $60, but it just doesn't have the quality features you want. And more importantly, it doesn't have the protection that you need. So what we do is we provide people the benefit of having a great quality pair of sunglasses at the price point that they could afford.
So that's the big thing. I mean, there's only a few players in the sunglass game, which I don't think people know that. They think of like 1,000 brands, but they're really run by like one major player for the most part. And the challenge there is that you either buy the Ray-Bans or whatever, which I have a pair of Ray-Ban Maui Jim, whatever, glasses, which I like. And what I like about them is they last forever, except that when you lose them or you break them, which has happened in multiple cases for me, you're like, oh, that's just gone. And where I like Ellison is that you are at a price point that's competitive with them, slightly below it actually in a lot of cases, but the quality of the glasses are fantastic, and I no longer care what happens because I know that I'm going to be able to replace them, not just because I'm friends with you and I can give you a ring, but like as a member, it's like, wow, you know, we went on a trip. Like now I'm not like heartbroken over the fact that I stepped on my glasses.
Yeah, one of the ways that we actually do it too, we have a philanthropic arm. So for every pair of sunglasses you buy, we help give someone their eyesight back in one of three ways. But we take it a step further because we also understand that why should we do all the giving when we believe that our customers, we should mobilize our customers to do the giving.
Well,
themselves.
That's why you guys have been so successful. I mean, I feel like you've grown so rapidly as a result of sort of like organic growth and things, which is funny because I was just talking to Justin Howard, who is the CEO of Sprout Social, about organic traffic. And he was like, you know, the problem is companies like, yeah, we grew so big organically, right? But then you can't duplicate or scale that. But you can when you do stuff like you are, because you're talking about basically, for lack of a better term, weaponizing your own group of customers and clients, because they tell the story. They want to share the story with you, which just became marketing for you. So your growth is essentially as endless as anyone who would possibly want to buy a pair of cool sunglasses.
Absolutely. And that's the very big point, because what we recognize is that when people lose the glasses, it's usually in the act of adventure, yep. right? They're on a boat, they're on their honeymoon, they're, you know, at this tailgate, whatever it is. So what we do is, in exchange for that awesome story, we reward them for that act of adventure. And we actually mobilize our consumers by putting on these adventures. So we just recently got back from Greece, where we took 30 of our customers and built within the Greece Syrian refugee camps, we built our first Elsa marketplace. Well, it is going to be an avenue and a marketplace where not only they get to pick up the donations that they take or they get or they receive, but they're also going to work in the marketplace and learn the valuable skill set for the next phase of their life.
And it's no surprise you're a next generation founder, because truthfully, like, two things I want to talk about real quick before we head out of the show, which we're wrapping up on time here. But the one is, you guys did an equity crowdfunding campaign. And for a lot of people listening, we mentioned a little bit about it before, and we'll continue to talk about what equity crowdfunding is. But essentially, it's the democratization of investing. And Absolutely. You're the democratization of eyewear. You're mm-hmm. the democratization of building a great product and running a company with, you know, very little overhead, very unique marketing. You do pop-up events. You don't go into stores necessarily. Like, there's so many different things you do unique. And I think it's why you were successful when you did the crowdfunding campaign. And I think it's something that, to me, for all of the listeners out there and the people standing here who should be wearing sunglasses today who are not, and they should be wearing Ellison ones if they have sunglasses on at all, is that they should be able to buy into your story. They get to be a part of Ellison. You buy the glasses, you're literally a part of Ellison.
Absolutely. And we really focus on community, and mobilizing our community is what made us strong, but also allows us to thrive as well.
Absolutely. Where do people go to buy some awesome, awesome sunglasses like I'm wearing right now?
Absolutely. Go to wearellison.com, WEARELLISON.com. And we also have 65 stores, but the Club Ellison and all the amazing membership perks is directly through online.
And let me tell you one thing real quick here, people, before you head out of this, if there's ever an Instagram of a company that you want to follow, you're going to want to follow Wear Ellison on Instagram. You're going to want to follow Aristotle on Twitter. This is a verified account who is a beast, travels all over the world and shares some amazing stories and photos. So please follow these guys, check them out. Aristotle, thank you so much for taking
the
time.
Thank you.
Absolutely.